Welcome to The V-Word, produced in the studios of WRIR 97.3 LPFM. The V-Word is a weekly radio broadcast providing information and discussing issues related to sexual and domestic violence. Today we have guests from the YWCA of Richmond here to talk about how local centers provide education, information, and intervention regarding sexual and domestic violence. Thanks for joining me, Rachel and Ryan.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
First, you're here to talk about Title IX and what might be happening with the current legislation. Is that going to change anything?
Right now, Title IX, and knowing how the Department of Education is going to enforce it, is kind of up in the air because there's not a whole lot of information coming out from the Secretary of Education about how her department is actually going to be enforcing the Dear Colleague letter and all of the things that the Department of Justice has proposed are the best practices for working on sexual assaults at college campuses. So, unfortunately, we're still a little bit in the dark. A lot of colleges, though, have really said that they are committed to continuing the good work that they have put in towards being Title IX compliant over the years of the Obama administration. So, they are still going to be doing all of the things that the Department of Justice has said that they should be doing, like doing survivor-centered services, really making accommodations for survivors who have reported, who would like to not have to interact with their perpetrators on college campuses. And so while we're not seeing the direction that we would like from the Department of Education about what their role will be in the coming process, we have seen a lot of schools really respond positively and say that they've seen significant impacts in the way that they've handled sexual assault cases in these past few years, and they're committed to continuing that in the next few years.
How do students find out about Title IX, and who do they contact at their school if they need more information or if they need resources?
So if people are interested in it after they've experienced a sexual violence incident, or if they know a friend on campus who has experienced it, they are welcome to contact. Usually there are confidential, like mandated reporters on their campuses. So these confidential people are people that they can go to in confidence who won't share their information. Usually that's something good for them to check in specific to their college campus. But they also can always reach out to their Title IX coordinator, which is a specific person who's designated on campus to deal with those issues and is able to take the report of whatever occurred or help connect them with resources. While that does mean that they can be reported to law enforcement, it also can help that student or, you know, that student's friend, get the resources that they deserve, whether that be, you know, moving classrooms and moving dorm rooms, things like that.
And every school has a Title IX identified person or staff person or coordinator.
I believe every school does have a Title IX coordinator. It depends on the size of the school and the kind of involvement of that Title IX officer in the process, how much they'll be able to help a survivor with those specific things that Rachel mentioned. However, every school should have somebody who is in charge of Title IX compliance.
What would be the impact if changes happened to this law and it was eradicated or reduced?
There would be significant negative impacts on survivors on college campuses. I think we've seen a lot more reporting happen since Title IX has been used in this way. And I think we would see a significant decrease in the number of people who are not only reporting, but who are trying to access supportive services to help them through their trauma. And we know that when people access services soon after they experience sexual violence and in general trauma, that it's much more helpful to their process and their healing process if they're able to access those more quickly. But if we're hearing from college campuses and from the Department of Education that sexual assaults are not important to them anymore to stop on their college campus and to support survivors, we're going to see a lot more survivors who are not comfortable seeking those services and that help on their college campuses.
Is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know about Title IX before we close?
I think I would just want them to know that it's a resource that is always available to them, and it can be frightening when you're trying to, you know, access services on college campuses due to, like, all the negative stigma that is out there with how administrations, you know, deal with reports of sexual violence. But that being said, Title IX really is there to make sure that administrations do follow through on those reports. And if they aren't doing so appropriately, that is is a way for students to kind of voice their concerns or their grievances with how their, you know, report was potentially handled on their college campus.
Okay. Yeah, there's a great organization that's called Know Your Nine that handles student complaints based on Title IX issues. So they are a great grassroots organization that was started by a bunch of college students and is now sort of a much bigger grassroots organization that helps those people when they're not getting what they need from their administrations.
If students listening to this or anybody associated or attending a school wants a hotline number to call just to report or to ask questions, what's your hotline number?
So our hotline is the Greater Richmond Regional Hotline. It supports almost all of the domestic and sexual violence service providers in the Greater Richmond region, and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at the number 804-612-6126.
Great. Thanks so much for all that great information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The B Word, using the airwaves to educate about and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. The V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRAR 97.3 LPFM. To hear the full episode and past shows, go to thevword.org. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WRAR.org.